ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A government shutdown just days away, with lawmakers in Washington under pressure to get a spending plan done.
The government is normally funded through 12 individual appropriations bills. What's happening here is that normally what Congress would do is say, hey, we're going to fund all 12 of these different bills until this date, and then we'll have this debate again. Johnson's taking a slightly different approach in that he has chosen two different dates for different sets of bills. So on January 19th, Congress will have to contend with the deadline for funding things like Veterans Affairs and housing. On February 2nd, other bills like defense and homeland security are going to come up.
ABC's Ali Pekarin. Doctors at Gaza City's largest hospital say they're desperately low on supplies and without electricity as Israeli forces surround the hospital. IDF says Hamas has a command center underneath it, something staff deny. An effort in the U.S. House to impeach Biden's Homeland Security Secretary over his handling of the border failed on Monday. This is ABC News. Investigators in California now say the fire that forced the closure of I-10 in Los Angeles was the result of arson.
Crews are now taking concrete and rebar samples from the elevated portion of the I-10 freeway to find out how badly it was damaged. Chunks of concrete came off, exposing rebar in the fire. Toksama Shokin, California's transportation secretary, saying,
"We will find out more information today from those bridge samples that were taken."
Wood is being used to shore up areas so the freeway can't collapse, but how long the freeway might be shut down as it is now is totally unknown. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A federal rule that goes into effect next month could make it easier for millions of workers to unionize at big companies. The National Labor Relations Board says it's setting new standards for determining when two companies should be considered joint employers, which could force big companies like Burger King or Amazon to participate in negotiations alongside their franchisees or contractors. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering healthcare to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you roll a Charmin, up your soft on the potty. This is supposed to roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. Our crib is always stocked.
It's our potty vibe.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skill through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed, reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lite, at least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC Tell on a Thursday.
DC Tell, that's 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government,
from the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, Monday, November 13th. Calvin on the board, Greg Bach with me in studio. Todd Alba is unable to hear us for whatever reason. He's joining us from our studios in Madison. We will attempt to rectify the sound issue. All kinds of things coming up on today's show. Coming up at 10:33, Dan Schaefer, who usually joins us on Tuesdays, but Dan Schaefer will be joining us this morning from the recombobulation area. He recently had a mailbag and some very interesting questions from his readers. At 11:06 next hour, Mark Sommerhauser from the Wisconsin Policy Forum will be joining us to talk about housing in Wisconsin. And then at 11:33, Benjamin Garabedian going to be joining us live in studio to talk about some bipartisan legislation that is moving through the offices in Madison, and that would address mental health on college campuses and getting more telehealth options available for our college kids. So, Todd, can you hear us now?
I can hear you now.
Excellent. How are you, my friend? Thank you for joining us.
Well, always a pleasure to start out the work week of back to school with Jane, Greg, and Kelvin. It's like a glass of fresh squeezed news orange juice.
Oh, well, my goodness. Okay, we'll take that. Thank you.
Oh, that joke was so full of pulp. Ugh.
I feel like I'm medicated this morning, but I'm not. I think I got a lot of sleep over the weekend. I feel good this morning. Maybe this is I'm a very light sensitive person.
Oh, are you?
So maybe it's the bright sunshine. I'm not sure what it is. I'm in a great mood today.
Well, that's good, and it really is a lovely day considering it's November 13th, folks. It's going to be almost 60 degrees at least in Waukesha today. So go for a walk around lunchtime or at least open up some windows.
Wait, it's Monday the 13th?
It's Monday the 13th. Yes, Monday the 13th. Saturday, of course, was officially Veterans Day. And I think this is worth addressing. And we really don't talk about the former president very often. But I think as we get closer to next year's election, we need to address what he is saying. And on Veterans Day, this was among the statements he left on his Truth Social platform. We pledge to you that we will root out the communists, Marxists, fascists, and all the radical left thugs that live like vermin within the confines of our country, that lie and steal and cheat on elections. And it was his use of the word vermin that has really resonated with a lot of journalists who are bringing up historical comparisons to other times in history when that term has been used, and it's not good.
Not good at all, as we say, back at Richland Center. Yeah, I mean, referring basically to Hitler and other fascists and that sort of thing. The next sentence, Jane, I found equally disturbing. He says, and will do anything possible, whether legally or illegally. Speaking of the quote-unquote opposition. So meaning that we're not even going to stand for legal, you know, opposition. You know what? It doesn't matter whether they're doing things legally or illegally.
Not.
Right.
We're just going to do it. Well, and it was interesting. So a spokesperson for Donald Trump, Stephen Chung, was asked about this. And this was his response. Those who try to make this ridiculous assertion are clearly snowflakes grasping for anything because they are suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. And their entire existence will be crushed when President Trump returns to the White House. That should concern everyone.
Let me, can I take a minute and put this into context a little bit? Because I had the chance over the weekend, as I said, to kind of catch up on some stuff. Trevor Noah, longtime host of The Daily Show, comedian. Actually, he's in Chicago this week.
Right.
And great guy, I think. He has a new podcast called What Now? And we're going to talk about this more in our show later on this afternoon. But he put something out on Instagram this weekend or last week, which I thought was fantastic. And he talked about the need to have conversations and that just having conversations cannot be the dangerous part. If we're afraid to have a conversation, that in and of itself is dangerous. And I think what we see here is, whether it's Trump's spokesperson or this other issue that we're going to talk about a bit later in Ohio, if we're afraid and we can't even have thoughtful conversations, we're in a bad spot. And to your point, Jane, this sort of rhetoric, it's dangerous and it has to be called out. And it can't just be, oh, all Republicans are terrible. It's like, no, this is a specific instance where the leader, the leading person that's leading the Republican nomination ticket, is taking things from Mein Kampf and Hitler, and this just has to be called out for what it is.
I absolutely agree with you, which is why we wanted to kick off with this topic. Words matter. We've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. Words matter.
Yeah.
The words that you choose, words are powerful. The pen is mightier than the sword. That's where that phrase mm-hmm. comes from. And I think it's important for people to recognize also that when he sends out these messages, it's never unifying. It's always, you know, to the my supporters great, and then the haters and losers. Mm-hmm. The haters and losers are all the people who do not support me, and I'm assuming the haters and losers and his non-supporters also deserve to have our existence crushed. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
I think that's a fair assumption.
I think it's a total fair assumption. And again, what disturbs me as well and frustrates me, quite frankly, is the media, whether it's the New York Times and some of their headlines over the weekend regarding this, they love to play up or play down what Trump is saying. You saw very little coverage on Saturday of President Biden's speech, which was fantastic. He was at Arlington National Cemetery. He stood there and talked in unifying terms, never brought up a partisan attack whatsoever, and spoke about his son, Beau, being a veteran and going there. And his dad looked at him and he said, why are you doing this? And Beau said,